Nibs and Glass, how may I help you?
Oh, hi, Galen, please.
This is her.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. You probably got the notification, but I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
I believe it was replaced, if I'm not mistaken.
No wonder.
Activity that was bad. And I wanted to talk to you anyways because I was wondering, now how long do I have to pay that much for the, like, what's it getting me each month?
Okay. So what we're doing for you is we're programming MidPen Glass to be on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. We've also programmed you into some of the popular directories and the mobile platform. And what that means is, you know how most people these days are doing the searches from their cell phones?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that mobile optimization also gets you found on the iPhones, Androids, tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, you know? And then we also have, let me see... We've also done the website for you, icutglass.com, and then the hosting and the maintenance of the site, and then also your tracking system, which is the client dashboard, where you can see, you know, how many people are finding you and which keywords they're typing in and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Now, the website is still through, because we already had that through Bluehost.
So that's your domain, but it's our content on it. So I think you might have given us the credentials to put our site on your domain. But, yeah, it's the site that we built for you that we put on icutglass.com. Right now there's an orange banner at the top of the site. It says the information here is no longer being updated, but that's just a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. Once the payment goes through, that orange banner comes off within one business day.
Okay. Well, what I'm trying to get at is, how long do I have to keep paying you?
It's a month-to-month subscription, so you can cancel at any time. We can't cancel it right now because there's a past due balance, of course, but once that settles, you don't have a minimum turn. It's not like you have to go 6 months or a year or anything like that. It's just a month-to-month subscription. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what does that take away from me if I cancel it?
Oh, if you were to cancel, it would affect your business because, of course, everything that we created, it always belongs to you and your business, right? But we don't do any more programming on it. So that will affect your business because you won't be on the first page. So you'll still have a Google page, of course, but you wouldn't be found on the first page. It would be in the back pages somewhere. And then the same thing goes for the website. You'd have a domain again, but you wouldn't have any content on the site. It would just become a blank site again.
Okay, so you take everything away unless I pay you $200 a month.
No, we don't take everything away. It's just the content for the site that we wouldn't have on your domain if you weren't working with us anymore. But what some people do is they cancel the program and they keep the site content, and that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. If you wanted to do it that way, you could. I don't recommend it because, I mean, unless it's a last resort, because a website in and of itself doesn't bring anybody clients, right? So the value to what we do is making sure that the site's being found front and center through your Google listing, right? But, you know, what some people do is they do want to, you know, cancel the program and keep the website. So that's an option.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's only $49 a month.
$49, yep, for the hosting of the site.
Okay. Plus I'm paying you to host the site and I'm paying Bluehost.
Well, that's for your domain. Unless you wanted us to put our site on a different domain, we could do that for you. And then maybe you could cancel your deal with Bluehost, you know? Maybe midpenglass.com is available or something, and we could just get a new website address for you, you know?
Right. Okay. All right. Oh, it definitely gives me something to think about, because I have issues paying $200 a month when I'm not really getting the return on it that, you know what I mean? I mean, in 3 months, I've paid you, well, and once I pay this one, I will have paid you $600, and I've gotten 11 referrals. So I haven't.
Well, here's the thing. I'm on your dashboard, and it's showing me that in the last 3 months, your company mm-hmm. was found on the first page of Google 2,187 times. And you've had mm-hmm. 546 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Also, right. on the dashboard, there's 14 leads that came in through the website. So if you're referring to the 11 inquiries or whatever just by the website leads, that's just a small portion of it, because you have to consider that when somebody – you know, types in one of your keywords and they see you on the first page, most people, they're going to click to your, call you or click to your site for immediate contact, and they're never going to fill out that form on your website, right? But there's going to be some rare occurrences where they can't contact you right away. So in that instance, maybe they're at work or they're with family when they find you. They'll just plug into their your website what it is that they need, and then you get notified that there's a lead coming through the site. And because that lead is, you know, a part of the Google programming, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
Right.
Are you getting those leads, by the way? The most recent one was yesterday, Lee Green, 1302 Woodcrest Court, looking to get a glass top for a desk, 29.5 by 59, quarter inch thick, polished edges.
Yeah, I did not get that one.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know, you probably didn't get it because the account's been in suspension since the 16th. Oh, no wonder. Yeah, so any leads before the 16th, you would have gotten. Anything after that, it's probably sending you a notification. You have a new lead. Please reactivate now. But there was Karen on the 16th, 753 Gravel Hill Road, looking to get a quote on a glass door. Okay, yeah, so that was the same day that the account went into suspension. So you got that one before it was flagged. So that's good. And then on March 11th, I'm currently working on a project that requires 316 clear plexi or acrylic. That was from Christopher Morrison, so on and so forth. So, you know, remember, those website leads happen far and few between, because all the other people that have contacted you wouldn't ever fill that out because they've probably already called you. You know what I mean?
Right. I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I'm just trying to, you know, minimize my expenses.
Yes.
For what, you know.
I understand that too. I mean, in this day and age, as a business owner, you have to be very careful with every penny. You know, I understand that too. Most people, they continue with our program just because it's bringing them a return, you know, and usually a program like this will easily fund itself in the influx of new business. And what I mean by that is it's never our goal for someone to spend, you know, $199 monthly and then just break even. Because if that's the case, it's nice, but it's not a smart business decision, right? So
right.
It's our goal to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. You know, with a program like this, it's a no-brainer because we're already putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where that high revenue is generated. I do have a question, though. Is your location like a physical location where someone could come in to like a showroom, or are you all like out in the field?
We don't have a showroom per se.
Okay.
I am working with new people to get things in for people to look at. Like if you came in, I can show you the various screens that we have. I can show you the, what do you call it, I can show you like windows, stuff like that.
I see. Okay, windows, screens, materials that you offer, that type. Okay, that's good to know because I saw on your dashboard that you were having quite a few clicks for driving directions. And sometimes mm-hmm. with glass companies, they're all mobile. So in that case, we would hide the address. Why have people click for driving directions if they don't come in? But in your case, it would be valid because you have people that come in. So you would want the address published, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's definitely what I was checking. I just wanted to make sure that we were doing it right. Yeah, because sometimes people are getting a lot of, like, Google impressions and actions mm-hmm. from driving directions when their address isn't even applicable. But for you, it is because you do have a certain number of supplies people could come in and kind of view. So that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well,
so,
I'll update that later.
Okay. Okay, if you like, Galen, what I could do, since I have your billing in front of me, is I can update it now and just process it this afternoon, if you like.
I don't have anything with me. I'm actually driving right now.
Oh, you're driving. Okay, so I'm going to send you a notification that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. Okay, that has the information how you can log on the dashboard. When you log on, it'll say your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. When you click that button, it'll take you directly to the billing page where you can enter in the new payment info. I'll also send you a text message with my direct line. My name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So if you hit a glitch and for some reason it's not saving or something like that, you can call me, and I can update it on this end, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your day, too.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Galen. Appreciate that. Okay, bye.